How long have you been here?
It's my seventh night.
Have you slept in here?
No. I was worried about being discovered. I've slept in the coppice.
I can't come with you.
Then you're to marry Soames.
No.
You'll be compelled.
I can't leave.
You must. On Wednesday, you'll be his.
No, I will never be that man's wife, and nor will I come with you.
I have been waiting for six nights. For you, out in the cold damp. I have a chariot. I have men. You can come with me now and escape this marriage.
I must return to the house.
I see your spirits have finally been crushed by your brother and sister.
I am convinced that Wednesday is not intended to be the day we have both so dreaded. And if, after that day, my family are still determined that I marry Mr. Soames, then I will find some contrivance to meet you and Miss Howe. Now I must return.
Dearest madam.
I shan't be his. Be assured, you have my word, Mr. Lovelace. I would sooner die than marry him. If you would have me rely upon your honour, then why should you doubt mine?
I don't doubt your honour. I doubt your power. Dearest creature, please, permit me. Please, come with me.
Let go of me. Do you intend to keep me here until they are suspicious to my whereabouts? Do you mean to raise an alarm by keeping me here with you? If you wish me to think generously of you, then let me go.
My happiness and your happiness depend upon this moment.
I will not be threatened into rashness.
The way is clear. Just now, the way is clear. On Wednesday, dearest creature, this Wednesday, 2 days, your own appointment calls upon you. I promise you this step, once you are no longer within their authority, this step will bring reconciliation and your family back to their senses, rather than lose their beloved Clarissa.
You are no better. You are to compel me as they do. I won't bear it. Your earnestness gives me greater apprehensions and greater reluctance. Let me go back in before it is too late. I fear every moment now they will be upon us.
I have a carriage and horses. Just the other side of the coppice. We've been waiting for you. To grant you your rightful freedom. I only come at your request.
Let go of my hand, or I will cry out for help.
Then, let me accompany you back to the house. I will attend you. I will face them all. To plead once more for your hand, not as a revenger, but as a gentleman.
Whatever do you mean, Mr. Lovelace? Would you put both of us at risk?
I have skulked like a thief along these walls for too long and borne insults from your brother and your family. Let me talk to them. I know I can persuade them. Life is nothing without you. Lead on, my dear creature.
Please, leave. Must I never be at liberty to follow my own judgment?
Forgive me. Forgive me. Command me with you, command me from you, but Wednesday, think on Wednesday. The carriage is but beyond the coppice. Clarissa.
Begin there! I saw him going!
We are found!
Come, my beloved, come quickly!
Come out this moment! This moment! Your pistol, sir!
Clarissa, please! Before it's too late. Please, my beloved. Please.
Take my hand!